As you can tell, we're all new. We're all pinch hitting. This is why you ended up with the historic preservation officer running this meeting. So be patient and be kind. We're going to go ahead and start the meeting. It is 4:39, and this is a meeting of the Main Gate District Design Review Committee on Tuesday, December 18th, 2018. We'd like to, because we're recording the meeting and we're going to be transcribing the minutes, and it's somebody new transcribing those, we'd like you to go around and introduce yourself with your name so that we can get everybody on the record. Rick.
Rick Gonzalez, design professional.
John Birkenbein.
Tom Warren.
Jane McCollum.
Matt Williams.
Robert Miller.
And we have an item on the agenda today. If you could go ahead and introduce your
team.
Yeah, team works. I was going to say crew, but team is better.
Great, thank you, Joni. I actually want to thank everybody for meeting on such
and
short.
You are?
Oh, excuse me. I thought everybody knew who I am.
Just introduce yourself.
Okay, I'm Bob Vint.
Yeah,
I'm an architect.
Legal action.
Okay, I'm representing 714 LLC, my client, the hotel developer. And I want to thank everyone for meeting so close to the holidays.
Who else is there? You got to keep going.
Yeah, you got to keep going, Bob.
Oh, okay. I thought I was just told on only to introduce myself.
Your team, but everybody, yeah.
Well, everybody. They want the names. Eric.
Okay. Eric Barrett, landscape architect. Mike Golek, developer. Karen Costello, my associate architect.
Alex.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't see Alex. You're hiding behind your hair. And you're with the Historic Preservation Office.
No, all right.
So thanks again. I can't thank you enough.
So, Bob, we're doing the LAR next.
Okay.
And then we'll call you.
Just an introduction.
Yeah.
All right. You can tell I'm just raring to go.
And we have some other staff members here. Alex Hines already introduced herself. She's with PDSD. I'm Jody Brown. I'm the Historic Preservation Officer.
I'm Rebecca Roop with PDSD.
Marilyn Kaltoff, Administration with the Planning Department.
Thank you. And the next item on the agenda is the Legal Action Report from November 29th, 2018. And hopefully you all had a chance to review it. Were there any revisions to the LAR?
I move to accept.
Second.
Can we ask a favor? Can you say your name for the recorder so whenever you say anything, if you could say your name first, that'll be really helpful for new staff.
This is Robert Miller. I move to accept.
Rick Gonzalez, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I'll abstain.
Oh.
And I'm sorry, you are?
Matt Williams.
Three.
Thank you.
Five approved, one abstained.
So the one item on the agenda is MGD 18-03 Marriott Residence Inn at 714 North Euclid Avenue. To give you a little bit of background, this is an application by Bob Vint on behalf of 714 Tucson LLC for design approval of a proposed Marriott Residence Inn extended stay hotel at 714 Euclid Avenue. The applicants have proposed a six-story hotel at the northeast corner of Euclid and 4th Street. This project is within the Main Gate Urban Overlay District and subject to the design standards of that district. Previous iterations of the project have been reviewed by the Main Gate Design Review Committee multiple times. The current proposal was reviewed most recently by the DRC on Thursday, November 29, 2018. At that meeting, the DRC voted to approve the proposed project with the exception of the placement of the north wall. The applicant has since submitted revised plans which show a widened pedestrian path along the north wall adjacent to the alley, as well as additional windows on the north facade. I will now turn it over to the applicant to walk us through the review proposal.
Thank you. thanks again for everyone to come out and meet so close to the holidays. We really appreciate it. And there were two versions of this sent out. The one electronically that you received has the correct revised site plan at page 15. The booklets that we brought to the meeting today, unfortunately, contain last month's site plan with only the 4-foot sidewalk. And so the...
That's this one?
The one that's in the bound book is the wrong site plan, and I apologize. It might serve only as a comparison to what was rejected last month. If you want to compare the page 15 that was sent to you by email, I don't know whether everyone had a chance to print it out, but we've moved the front... I'm sorry, it's not the front. Well, I guess it is the front of the building because it faces Geronimo Court, which we conceive of as the main entrance. 6 foot, 5 1/2 inches off the north property line. This gives us a 6 foot sidewalk, which is the main gate, minimum standard. And then a 5 1/2 inch standard to City of Tucson curb. So that pedestrian way would be elevated out of traffic. It would obviously help control runoff. And we also move the columns back. So the face of the building is shifted back, similar to the approval of 2016, to give an unimpeded pedestrian walkway, and the curb would also protect pedestrians for cars that are backing up out of this Marshall Foundation parking area, because we know that the 20-foot alley doesn't meet Tucson standards for backup space, and the concern last time we heard was that cars backing up might either run into the glass of the building, the window wall, or run into the bollards, or run into people. So now we've got a situation where a car could back up, and the back bumper of a car could overhang the curb without harming the building, and the curb, again, would protect people. So now the way we treated that on the elevation is we ended up with a two-step cantilever, because we have one cantilever to the parking deck level, and then a second to the hotel room level. And let's find the elevation.
Is the elevation going to be correct?
Is
the one you handed out with
so hand
this
out correct?
I believe so. Karen, I might need you to help me out here.
Yes, this is the new
elevation
to show you what the fallback will be and how the building still hangs over higher up, but lower down it's pulled all the way back.
Right, so Karen did this 3D rendering to show that at the corner, the parking mezzanine would cantilever 3 feet, and then that would come up, and then the hotel floors would then cantilever another 3 feet for the total of 6 feet. So we end up with a two-step cantilever on the north to provide clearance for people and for vehicles. And I believe we have an elevation, a street elevation that reflects that also. Let's see. Oh, maybe not. Karen, did you put a revised street elevation in the booklet?
Yes, I did. But,
all right.
No, sorry. It looks like the old coffee shop copy.
Oh, that's not good. Okay.
Yeah, but I sent it like...
Well, I got the new copy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, whatever you got by email is correct. And apparently in our printing...
I didn't get anything by email.
I asked for it to be delivered
and printed
to my office.
Oh, here. It's just dropped.
Here,
Rob.
Thanks.
Is this
that's the whole setup today?
Or just this plan?
It's the plan, it's the parking mezzanine,
yeah, sure.
And it's the upper floors.
Okay. How about the elevation?
Let's see here. It's like your elevation. It's not yet.
This elevation?
Yeah,
that's part of it.
That's the corner.
The elevation.
Yeah, that is a, that's a 3D rendering of the corner elevation.
But not, you were wanting something more on the front?
I was looking for an orthogonal view. Do you want to run back to the office and print them out? So, okay. And when you come back, actually, you can park in this lot here, off of 4th Street. Okay, my apologies for the mix-up.
We
thought we were bringing a revised booklet, but apparently we did not. This was the street elevation with a single cantilever, and it now includes a double cantilever. So my office is 5 minutes away, so Karen should be back in 12 minutes if it takes her 5 minutes plus 2 minutes to print. In the meantime, if anyone has any further questions, I can field them.
That's the only change from
the previous meeting to this one.
Right, it's the north side of the building where
75% of that north wall, north edge,
right,
set back further.
There is one minor change in this window that we showed last time. These were previously 12-foot, 12-foot, 12-foot windows. This is now an 8-foot window because
okay.
we slid that over. So this opening is basically a framed window framed by brick, which is very similar to how this end of the building begins. There's a window framed by brick with you know, a 40-inch solid piece of brick. So
that's on the Euclid facing side.
On the Euclid and 4th Street. So the building begins as it ends, with an 8-foot window surrounded in brick, which I liked compositionally. It seemed to give it a, you know, a stability, a visual stability.
Bob, it does look like this set you handed me has different elevations than the set there. So, and it looks like this is corresponds to what this is. So I think this is up to date.
Okay, for the north at any rate.
Yeah.
Right, this is giving you a shadow for this cantilevering out. Now, we have a west elevation on the streets that would show the cantilever.
So west elevation.
There it is. Oh, yes, you're right. This is page 22, previously page 15. It shows one cantilever at the parking mezzanine level and another cantilever at the top of it.
This little, these two.
Yeah, those
two
are
here. The 2 to 3 foot steps.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Exactly. 2 3-foot steps. And the second 3-foot step would be accomplished with the wall cladding material, not with the brick cladding. So the concrete structure gets clad with brick, but the stud structure above gets clad with cement fiber panels.
So page 22?
Of the emailed version.
Uh-huh.
And I apologize, what I thought we were bringing to this meeting was a new version of this elevation at the same scale. And
yeah, that'd be helpful.
Yeah, very.
Is that what she's going to get?
That's what she's going to
okay.
get, yeah.
So you don't need to call her that?
No, nope, she knows that it got misprinted, yes.
So I think this is outside our jurisdiction. We mentioned it last time. I'm really trying to be helpful.
I know.
Okay. If I'm over here, you don't have two ways out.
Right. I mentioned that to our executive architect. Ed Gooch up in Edmonton, Alberta, we need to find a way to get to this stairway, which may mean making this an exit corridor and getting to this stairway to get out. So they have to lose these lockers here and make these fire-rated doors.
Yeah,
so
this wouldn't permit it. I mean, you wouldn't get a permit.
Right, that's right.
They'd have to reconfigure that over
there. Yeah.
But yeah, somewhere here you need to.
You need two ways to go, otherwise it's a dead end.
Yeah. Okay. Just
so thank you, Rob. See,
he's
always
architect.
Always an architect. Yeah.
On what page was that on the reference sheet? Just making sure.
That's on the parking mezzanine plan level, which in the overall submittal is page 17. Yeah, and he's talking about this end of the parking garage.
Okay.
If you park your car here. Mm-hmm. And suddenly there's a fire, you have no way, you have only one way to go.
Okay.
But if we put a corridor through here, now you can get to this fire exit stair.
Yeah.
So he catches students on that all the time. Every time I go to reviews, he catches students on that. I'm still a student.
Fire safety. Fire
safety. Yeah. I will say our original plan had free access to both stairs.
Yes, because they're keeping this corner still flush. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Is that
Bob,
a special
the University of Bob Valley. Bob was
the University of Valley. Mm-hmm.
Now, one reason we let this come out
here, all the way out.
And this is an existing transformer. So if we continue the sidewalk up here, you just run into the side of the transformer.
Right.
So we thought it'd be better to bring the lobby out, give them the lobby, people come across and use the sidewalk. So yeah, it didn't make sense to have that room.
Where is the transformer going to be?
For your project,
Mike.
We're still working on that final location. So one thought was that we want to work with Paybor or the university who owns the alley and do maybe an alley improvement. And then somehow trying to figure out how we can get the transformer to fit within that space, possibly in exchange for making the alleyway better.
So like where the other transformer is now.
Yeah.
Where the streetcar transformer is.
We would look at it from the north side of east side of your
right
office,
here.
Basically.
There is the transformer.
Yes. Yeah. So I think we would be looking at it.
On our property?
About from right here all the way to the street of Euclid, about how to make that whole section better.
But we're asking where the transformer's going.
You say A4 property, that's this.
Well, the whole alley is too.
But they can't go in the middle of the alley.
Well, and that's one idea is that to talk to Marshall Foundation about...
You already have.
Yeah, but about proposing something on that side and doing an improvement plan.
I already see how big the transformers are for the project we're building, and it would be devastating to how the Geronimo work.
Okay. I know ours were sized, and then they've gone smaller now that we've got more information.
Yeah, they're smaller.
So when? Well, are we getting those now?
The ones you see are the new ones. They're not smaller.
They're huge.
They're not smaller than
what I have.
They're smaller than what they used to be. Yeah.
I know we have two. We have one for the hotel and one for the commercial space.
Is that you would need
and
two.
The commercial would be smaller. I know that they did get smaller.
So we have a transformer drawn right here.
The hotel was the same.
That's an existing transformer.
Oh, this is existing.
That's the streetcar.
This is serving the Geronimo. I just didn't know if this is...
Yeah, all the electrical panels are right there.
Rick, you can put down here to see all this stuff.
Yeah, right.
Oh, let's take a look.
This other one's on Acor property, but it's doing the streetcar.
There's a streetcar, and then there's another one that sits
right there. We built the garage. It sits right there.
And then there's one here, then one over there, smaller one.
Because they got the various restaurants from Geronimo, Bernice, to you, and they all have scratch on their property.
So one of the ideas we're proposing is taking that power pole that actually sits in the right-of-way right now and going underground with that, which would help.
Well, it would if there weren't all the other things in that alleyway, like all of the electricity for the streetcar is in there, and I can tell you it's...
And it goes out and then this way, right?
Goes out to University.
That's a Tyndall.
Goes Tyndall, right, but it's huge. I mean, it's like
it's
almost the whole alley.
Yeah, but it's going up the alley, then across.
And then,
So in this area, there's not much. Sorry.
And in what area is that, since I can't see it?
From Euclid, right here. Euclid up right here. To, I guess, going
to the alley. From here to here. He's saying from this point this way, because it goes like this. So from here to here, it's not, he doesn't think there's much in here. Right? I said that.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, CenturyLink just redid a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, I saw that big.
We redone Pima County Wastewater, redid stuff recently. Southwest Gas redid stuff recently in our alley. So I think you need to investigate because it is not a.
Yeah, we understand. I think the biggest conflict is the streetcar as far as taking up a lot of space, and that's going in the opposite direction of us. So that's the good news. And we still need to research that.
Would anybody like some water? We have water back here.
I brought my own this time.
Okay. Yeah, sure. I brought some.
Grab a bottle.
Thank you.
Anybody.
Okay, so.
Thank you. Anybody else, Johnny?
I gotta be honest, I don't think I can vote in favor of this one. Bob made a condition of returning that it would be back in the building line where it was before.
Can we just be sure that we're catching you on the recorder? I know it's difficult, but just to be sure.
I'm not making motions.
Okay.
I'm muttering under my breath.
Okay, fine. That's fine.
See if there's any similar feelings.
So that would be back to this site plan on page 14 of the booklet, where we had...
I'm just going on. My colleague made it very clear he would not approve anything that was beyond the line of the submittal that had been approved. And this one is over that line.
Hmm. Okay. I think I had understood that 6-foot sidewalk was the key element along that north side of the building. But, yeah, we had shown a 20-foot clear drive from the steel post of that exit stair from Geronimo.
Yeah.
And then, so we were actually onto our property, you know, by that additional 4 feet, which put us back, well, that would be 6 and 4 is 10 feet from the property line. So basically giving 4 feet of the owner's property over to Abor, I guess, for circulation.
So you're saying this is your property line?
The heavy, on page 15 of the booklet, this was the previously approved 2016 plan, and this is a property line indication where there's a, you know, the circle and the two lines crossing. So we actually, and then this is a dashed line of the hotel rooms overhead, projecting out. And so out of concern for traffic clearances, we, in our initial design, we had proposed holding our building back to get room for the 6-foot sidewalk and a 20-foot clear driveway from the steel post of the exit stair, which seemed like a good idea.
Right now, 6 feet. Right.
And, well, yeah, because right. The 20-foot, you lose 4 feet to that post.
But only in that area.
At one, that one pinch point. Mm-hmm. And so...
The pinch point is way up in the air, the 12.
It's overhead.
That's way overhead. Mm-hmm. Is that garbage trucks and everything go under it? So it's
we have two-way truck traffic in there currently.
So it's not an issue.
Okay.
Well, lower stairway, I paced it off to make sure it's Bob and I spoke about it. It's 16 feet from the lower stairway to the property line, so that's 16 feet wide.
I understand all that, and if Bob were here, I might argue with him about his point.
Or it might not,
but I feel obliged to uphold his voice.
Yeah, I was just giving you what the spec really is, and it's basically 16 feet.
Yep. Not 20 feet.
Right. In our initial proposal from 2 years ago, it was 20 feet. We were proposing to create a 20-foot drive, which would be minimum clearance for fire trucks and lots of other things.
Is the main reason you didn't push that section of the building back because you want to maintain the lounge space inside?
We were getting the Marriott's on board. They did a lot of their programming, and they have expectations of how they want to, you know, the services they provide their guests. Mm-hmm. And they wanted all that area for their breakfast, which they serve, and their kitchen and pantry and so on. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, to push this another 4 feet.
I'm not arguing for that.
He's talking about just in this section.
The point I'm trying to make is Bob's point. I'm just trying to reiterate Bob's point from the last review, which is he would not reconsider this north elevation if it was past the line on the version that had been approved.
Okay.
Oh, so wherever that building line is what he was holding the line for.
So that's even further back from what's proposed in the, you know,
it's
west
4 feet further
edge,
back.
So this would actually be further back than if we were to go back.
It would push it back 4 feet.
Mm-hmm. It would take it back to that original.
Right.
I just didn't know that. I didn't know that what they had done in today's iteration was keep part of that line, because I'm not seeing all the dimensions specifically listed.
I think it's all pushed towards the north.
Right. Yeah, so we recovered that 6-foot pedestrian way.
That's on this version, right? Mm-hmm. But that still doesn't go, this line still does not go back as far as the 2016.
So you have a 16-foot alleyway instead of a 20-foot alleyway.
Yeah, we go another 4 feet into the building to do that.
We would,
yeah.
Well, and then it's the property line too. Now the roadway is on our property too, so another issue of easements and purchasing part of the property.
That's
a whole other set of problems.
It constricts the floor plates and loses a row of rooms and all the row of cars and mezzanine, and it squeezes the project down all over, of course.
Oh, I see. So in here, it would say the actual edge of your sidewalk to the steel column against the Geronimo was the full 20 feet. Right. We were looking at 26 to the actual edge of your building, so your actual sidewalk.
Yeah.
But that's showing the alley on our property.
It's showing some of the alley.
Right. That's still, at that point, the property line is still extended into the alley. Your curb and sidewalk line are set back. So this being the property line, this is their sidewalk line in the 2016 version. Mm-hmm. So that makes this even further back.
So was it?
So they're closer to this line right now with their building as it is. So that's what they're closer to. Mm-hmm. This is where they're building.
And the sidewalk's out here.
Yep.
Right, and then this
sidewalk would go to the property line, and there'd be a curb at the property line. So that is indeed the case.
So it's like it is today, it's 16 feet from here, from the building to here.
Right. Yeah. So what would be the curb?
Yeah.
The existing building is on the property line.
True.
Yeah, it is
exactly
it is.
Right.
Yeah. And then back here, it's all open.
Right.
So, yeah, it's the sort of
broken
condition you get into with these tight urban sites,
yeah,
where you have the fire exit stair for the Geronimo is actually in the right of way.
Right,
alley.
We pay for a temporary. No. Right.
The stair is not the alley, it's 16 feet. I based it off. The top up here, Bob, to be specific, that what's in the air overhangs the alley. The actual stair, the edge of the stair and the steel here, column, I paste is exactly 16 feet to the present building.
But the alley is 20 feet wide. The alley goes from the Geronimo to the existing little wreck.
The bottom of the stair approaches 4 feet into the alley. Yeah.
The alley is 16 feet all the way up. The alley doesn't meet code, yet you brought it up last time. It's a 60-foot alley.
The ordinance requires 20 feet on the alley.
Yeah, it's a 20-foot
so
alley.
So it's already compromised.
The old alley, right? Like the stuff I zoned on, and they're building it on Broadway by the Wave Center. The alley along all those alleys in those neighborhoods, they're all 16 feet.
No.
Yeah, and there's alleys all over town that are 16 feet because that used to be the code.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're, quote, grandfathered
like
in.
Used to be 2 lanes.
So, you know, so they're going to keep it, you know, that way, obviously, but when they, because the neighbors don't want it wider. They don't want people, you know.
But for the new development, we're looking for the 20 feet.
Yeah, but I was just saying on this situation, right? Mm-hmm. It's going to be, So
yeah, the alley that Abor owns is 20 feet wide, except here where it gets pinched down by 4 feet. So, and you're saying that you pay for a temporary revocable easement on that? Is that an annual fee?
Yeah, to the city of Tucson, who doesn't own the alley.
Okay. Stop paying. TRE. Right. But that is the idea.
Because it was required by the fire department.
Sure.
Not in my lifetime, but in someone's lifetime.
Why don't they get smaller fire trucks for the inner city? You know, because a lot of our...
We want the buildings to be safe.
But you'd be able to get around and get into where the buildings are. Because you look at, like, real cities all over the world, they don't have such wide everything. Actually, the original plats of West University neighborhood, the streets are 70 feet wide.
Right.
And the reason for that was so you could take a horse team and a wagon and turn them around.
Yeah.
So even since the horse and buggy era, Tucson's urban form has been driven by transit.
That's correct.
Are you saying from the edge of the curb at the Geronimo, Bob, over to where the garage is, right?
Mm.
You know where this is, to the edge here?
Mm-hmm.
Are you saying today this is 20 feet?
Yeah. Yeah, the alley is 20 feet, except at the pinch point. Where the column is.
So the face of the Geronimo to the existing building face is 20 feet.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
The portion of the existing building, though, I think there's a building behind it that's set back directly across from the parking space.
Yeah, this building's set further back.
Yeah, there's a couple of buildings.
The existing one that this is on, that's on the hotel site.
You're talking about the 714.
Look at the site.
Johnny, I was also talking about this sidewalk here, from this curb over to this property here.
It's 20 feet.
I think is 16 feet. I paced it off from here to here. I paced it off.
But here...
Well, he has perfect sized feet. He does. I mean, seriously. I have him measure all my things.
It's a setback from that. That's directly across from the
apartment. Send you something else. So it's like, I mean, it's 20 feet from the
face to draw low to give you my car.
I paced the alley off. The other way, 16 feet.
Yeah, you're saying as it is.
It's not accurate. It's not accurate.
The building's actually on the right. Property.
Here's the cars. Mm-hmm. So the building wouldn't bump out until here, past the entrance. Mm-hmm. So across from all the cars,
it's right.
You're
going to
have,
are you going to
back up on the sidewalk, or are you going to have valleys?
I think our landscape architect has shown some bollards, but we don't have his plan today.
So from the edge of the curb,
four-inch.
So how many feet is it from the edge of the curb to this?
Which is coming.
Well, if I were a betting man, I bet you on that, but I'm not. So we're safe. We're all safe.
So Bob is caring about, is she coming soon?
I'm sure she is. I can give her that.
We have to get this room up at 6:30.
Six.
Okay.
Yeah.
Even more.
We're here for.
Well, yeah.
But we're here.
I hope we'll be out here long before that.
Several of us are here for that meeting.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Yeah. We're glad you're here for that meeting.
Calling office.
And Johnny's here for that meeting.
Just look at it. Yeah.
Thank you.
This is the property line, and that's the building as well. It's 20 feet from there to the Geronimo building itself.
So while we're waiting, could someone just sum up what the questions are at this point? I mean, I've written down what I've heard.
One is the actual width, existing width of the alley.
Okay.
Where the hotel project is going to be. That's one question.
This isn't a question, this is a statement.
Okay.
From the last, this is Rob Miller talking. From the last meeting, Bob Smith said he would not approve the plan unless the building was pushed back to where it was at the previous approval. And it's not there.
Okay, got it.
And Johnny, how did you guys discuss that at all when you guys were?
That was supportive. That was one of the major issues.
For you guys as well.
Yeah, I think this concern about keeping students from staying here. I don't know if there's anything to do with that.
Nothing you can do about that.
You hope the manager.
And then I was asking how it address the historical context surrounding it. And they had a drawing, there was another drawing for that. So it was,
I know the Marriott has had parents call them and ask them to put their children up in the Marriott and they'll put a credit card. And they say no. And the reason they say no is, are you going to pay for the $50,000 worth of damage that your students do while they're staying?
So the GM won't do that.
So there really is.
Okay, see you in a minute.
There's sort of a precedent for hotels in our area taking the action they need to take to make sure that their hotel is properly
self-policed.
Run.
The other way to look at a hotel is it's an amenity to the neighborhood. If they have family members coming to visit, it's a place the family can stay and be right nearby. So it's...
Yeah, definitely.
Well, they actually create less traffic and less
less intense land use than student housing.
Right. Our Marriott uses approximately 50 parking spaces for 250 bike lanes. That's their average parking. So many people are now taking Uber from the airport and just not
Why rent a car? You've got the modern streetcar to go downtown?
You have blips if you have like an ASU sporting event.
Well, when parents come to pick up their children,
you know, those kinds of blips, everybody's got a car.
Well, it's ASU, right?
That's very good.
They're from Phoenix. You know,
it's really more move in and move out.
Yeah.
Is one that happens more than any other time.
Or a big ASU event and everybody comes down.
No, because the students are all gone. It's Thanksgiving.
Yeah, but I meant the people that drive the cars down from Phoenix, the alums.
But there's so much parking because there's the university's closed.
They park all over.
The university's closed.
And they don't get tickets.
Well, no, they park in the garage.
Yeah.
And they pay $10.
Pay $10 every week if there's a home game. In that garage.
Otherwise,
you do?
Otherwise, you park for free.
Unless I have four of us, and then you get in free. So that's a park in the fourth garage and walk up.
Carpool.
Yeah.
They encourage carpool.
Oh, that's cool. So
there's
some.
That's why I can talk about it. I know this area very well.
Condition was they returned with revised plans reflecting what was approved in 2016.
Yeah, it was specifically stated and voted on that.
Right.
Okay.
And it hasn't been done.
It's actually in the minutes from the previous meeting. It says that the motion was to return the north wall to the location depicted in the design package approved in 2016, thus providing a wider sidewalk along the alley.
So we have a wider sidewalk, but that brings up a whole new issue of now the alley encroach on our property, which hasn't been discussed.
Well, I think we're just talking about the building, not... Right? He wants the building back. He doesn't necessarily try to expand the width of the alley.
I'm interpreting it is he wanted a much wider sidewalk.
Right.
So if we return it, it would actually, the sidewalk would be on the property.
So
it'd be like a 10-foot wide sidewalk.
So I think that's a 6-foot sidewalk that was approved before, though, correct?
Right. It was, but it was closer to the property line.
Well, it sounds to me like there's about 2 feet of expansion of the alley on the property.
But the condition we wrote in here was returning it back.
With that 6-foot sidewalk.
The original walk was like 4 feet. From the property line to the proposed building.
From December 2016, we had 4 foot from our north property line to where our sidewalk began.
You had a 4 foot sidewalk.
Actually,
in the 2016 plan,
we had set our building back a total of 10 feet from the north property line, with an overhang, of which on the ground floor 6 feet was sidewalk and 4 feet was available for vehicular traffic to move through. In other words, essentially letting the alley encroach onto 714's property in the interest of two-way circulation and all those things. When Marriott got involved with their programming and all their requirements and what they wanted to put, the building swelled out to where it was actually on the property line.
Yeah,
and we didn't have a pedestrian means, which was something the neighborhood was concerned about. We didn't have pedestrian access to the north entrance of the hotel, and we'd have people walking down the alley mixing with traffic, and it was not a good mix. And so we've put the sidewalk in at 6 feet, but the building is not 10 feet back. So that's where we are.
So the minimum is, 5 foot for a sidewalk?
Well, the request was would actually make the sidewalk 10 feet.
That's what he was.
If we put it back to the original application.
I think it's 6 feet. I think it's 6 feet and then 2 feet
or four. Alley of roadway gets
the sidewalk in the original application is 6 feet wide.
Yeah. In your 2016 version, your building still can't leave it out.
It did.
That portion, the upper portion of the building is still at the same line, correct?
Nearly, yeah.
Or close.
Yeah. I think Bob's point was the building face on the back where it was in 16, right, which will make the sidewalk wider. I don't think she even...
He doesn't want any part of the alley. It makes the sidewalk wider and preserves or provides better maneuvering for vehicles.
So we have a case of
correct.
It's on property line. Yeah. That's
what
I was called from McKinley.
Say that, Eric. What?
Bob requested a 6 foot sidewalk from the going from the property line back, 6 foot sidewalk, and you can go up vertical building. You did not have to follow the exact plan that was approved in 2016. That also added 4 feet of right of way alley that was really in violation without a whole lot of agreements amongst many parties.
Yeah, right.
That would, I don't think anyone would want to go through that process.
No, he doesn't want.
No.
He'd rather have a 10-foot sidewalk. That's
correct. So it sounds like to me the consensus, as long as you provide a 10-foot sidewalk or a 6-foot sidewalk from the property line and the face of the building is 6 foot off the property line, that was an acceptable solution. At least that's the way I understand everything, but...
He made a specific statement that I wanted to read it.
So the building back to its original position.
Yeah, he made that.
Correct, but he also didn't understand that 4 feet of that original position was providing alley access of drive.
I didn't know that.
No,
I don't think anyone, because that was not even discussed last
time. No, it wasn't discussed. We wouldn't want.
So
that wouldn't change if we put the sidewalk back to the property line. That would change. Wouldn't change where it is right now. I mean, it's already
right
in that spot. I think he wanted the bigger sidewalk.
Yeah, he did.
He only wanted
a
10-foot
sidewalk.
He specifically requested
a
6-foot
sidewalk.
But that line also
So it's more the liability.
In case you don't.
I mean, but then you just need a figure.
That's exactly what they're scared. He told me on the phone away from
that's
true. They or their liability.
Because they own the alley.
They own the alley. They're back off because he blew good money out of it.
So you can also figure that somebody's parked there and they're going to be walking, they're not going to just come across here to go back. They're going to step out around into this piece just to water the alley. So they'll be coming from a spot that won't have necessarily their visibility. So that's a healthy concern.
Anyone of alleys? Yeah. Of which opposite?
So, Bob, do you want to walk through now that we have the...
Yeah, well, I think what's shown is the building being 6 foot, 5 and a half back from the north property line with a two-step cantilever, the first at the parking mezzanine, the second at the hotel floor. But what I'm hearing from the committee and discussion is that you're looking for not a 6 foot, 5 and a half inch setback, but a 10-foot setback from the property line, which is what was shown in 2016. So these elevations reflect the floor plan that you're looking at that Director Miller has identified an inconsistency with what Bob Smith had moved last month. So that's where we stand. So that's about the summation.
So now your suggestion then is a 10-foot sidewalk instead of a 6?
Well, it sounds like what Bob Smith's concern was that we're really not crowd the alley, that we create, well, that the front of the building be at the 2016 location. And that is 10 foot back from the property line on the ground floor. It can leave it out above 8 feet.
So what if that happened where the stairs are, where they encroach the alley
and then it goes back to the normal alley width like dozing.
Oh, we mean here the 16-foot crunch?
I mean, that's just where the pinch point, and that's where traffic is going in and out. I mean, that's sort of the danger spot.
That would be a compromise.
It's, there's still, though, that's, there's some legal agreements and so forth that would have to happen, but it's on our property still.
Right. Well, we, you know, right, and we're wrestling with Marriott's internal programming and space.
We're totally aware of what that means.
Yeah.
So
I think Bob's concern certainly is a valid one, and we understand it. I'm wondering if we could reach a compromise that's honest.
I'm hoping for what we approved last time. I can't compromise Bob's vision on this by. I'm just speaking for myself. I understand.
Yeah, and I just dealing with the university so much, which you know I do, and build buildings and everything, Joel and Bob. But my point is that the university owns the alley, and so without having in Bob's position, not Rob's, but Bob's position is over facilities and so on, and reports to the controller and top vice president who reports to the president. You know, he's got to be the guy who's got to be here, you know, in my opinion. You know, or his boss, Lisa Rolney, you know, or the president, because that's the position. He's, you know, he reports to somebody, reports directly to the president. And they have this, and then, you know, they have huge, their own self-insured state and everything. He's got liabilities when we're interacting with this. So that's, you know, that's why I think he needs to be here.
He's got to be here.
I'm not comfortable negotiating for him or bringing something up. And getting the developer and everybody talking because he's, you know, it's unfortunate he's sick.
I think maybe we have a meeting with Bob, you know, myself, I meet with Bob on discussing the alley and all the issues on the alley first so we don't just keep presenting new ideas and so forth and see what the overall concerns are in Marshall Foundation as well, because they're also right there in the alley with the portion of the alley, and we'll meet, we see what makes the most sense, and then we come back.
And when I did call Jane, I want to be totally open and respectful so we don't hide anything at all. I deal with him a lot on the many other issues that have nothing to do with the gate. Nothing to do with this or anything, and on other subjects. And I mentioned it to him because he owns the alley. So Jane said, "Well, if we're going to meet, we've got to have people that own the alley meet. You know, that's the key person." And so I asked him, and he said, "Well, please pass on that I don't want to meet and discuss anything about that building moving different than it was in 2016. I'm just passing that on. That, but you should call him." You know, and contact him and email him. But I'm just passing on what he told me.
I appreciate that. What his biggest concern is,
just to be very honest. Yeah. So,
I know this developer has indicated a willingness to do pavement improvements in the alley to upgrade it. You know, it's asphalt. It's got a warning whether to do some, concrete crosswalks and some landscaping to beautify it so it feels less like an alley, more like a street.
Still gonna have trucks on it, so it's gonna have to be reinforced.
Right.
It's gonna have big old trucks on it.
So that's that's sort of a bargaining chip, I guess, on the table.
You're not gonna bargain on the design if it is interfering with safety, and I just don't want to put the university at risk.
Yeah, we want to make a safer alley as well, because it's not in that area right now, and that's our ultimate goal. And so I want to hear.
No, people walk up and down it all the time.
Yeah, I mean, let's hear all, get all the concerns out and work this out and make a better alley at the end. I mean, it benefits everyone, really.
So, and to that point, like your safety point. So, if you are working on a compromise and you're able to come up with something, because I'm personally less tied to the strict 10-foot line. I do want the setback, but I also want that setback to run all the way along. I don't want to see a bump out, because I think that is that is just asking people to step out from a space in an alley from behind a wall.
Which they already kind of do.
Which they shouldn't, and I don't want to like encourage them.
Oh, I
see. It kind of creates a space to make that more prominent to do that.
You're saying how it is in the present, the new design where it goes like this and then
breaks out. Don't bump it out. I want that to carry through. I know there's a transformer at the end there, but that's like, a transformer doesn't block everybody's like visibility all the way through. They might still step around it.
This could be landscape. You could sock this with landscaping. Don't have a sidewalk here.
Yeah, so there'd be connection to the sidewalk between the parking structure.
So then people are directed to use the crosswalk.
Okay.
So this could be
visibility. But I'm just going to tell you that people in the university area don't abide by
where the
crosswalk is. Yeah. It does not matter.
But if you've provided them one and then encourage them to use it.
But there's also a walkway from the garage. And that is right there. Mm-hmm. And you are now blocking more sight lines with that.
What about the wall that sits there too?
We have addressed that.
You have? Because I haven't. What was the comments on that wall?
We built the garage. The university wanted that wall along because of everything that was going on in the housing. Which wasn't, we had people with guns in there during more uprisings that we had. There was a tremendous alcohol situation going on. And so here you had a garage that we built, in the 2000s, actually. The university wanted a wall so they didn't come out crazy. Yeah. And then they hop right in over this much, and they're all of a sudden where a bunch of cars are going around. Get in the garage. So they want to deter anybody from transitioning from that point.
I understand why you would have it, for sure.
Please suggest that it be stepped down. That when you got to the end, that it's stepped down. Because it is the walkway that people use to cross over currently to Geronimo from the Tyndall Avenue garage where...
I mean, what about removal of the wall altogether?
That's up to the university.
Okay, to the universities, but we've asked for a step down if at the very least.
Our building is really better than the wall. It could be harmonious space right there. So
that's totally be a university problem.
Sounds like we need to get some power people to be involved if anyone up or anyone out.
It doesn't reflect the room. We may have to table everything.
Looks like it.
So it sounds like, we're going to have to table it again until Mr. Smith's here. I don't think we're going to be able to get any kind of motion or vote based on what's been put forward.
I mean, they could. That just won't be.
That would be an unfavorable vote. I think we'd rather not have that. Tabling sounds better than a no vote.
You know, a motion could be made to that effect. Are you willing to make that motion?
I think the concerns are in like a different entity's department here. I mean, the primary concerns. I have mine that I've expressed about like the bump out of the building at the northeast corner. And that's really where I'm at to add my feedback to this. Mm-hmm. But I think overall there's a much larger issue there that's more in stake with the university. So.
And I think it's really more to make sure in the clarification that Bob really intended for a 10-foot.
He didn't intend for widening of the alley, that's for sure.
Right. So I'm not sure that that's what his intention was, but that's what he came up with. But out of respect for his position, I think we would vote no, and so they would prefer to have a continuance.
What about lighting? I mean, that's a safety concern in that alley, too. I mean, that's probably something that should be discussed. I mean, we have an opportunity to potentially light that building and how to address that.
That would be great.
That's a great idea, especially if you have cantilevered space. You know, you can do a bunch in that area.
Yeah, you just light it right under the cantilever, right?
And the other thing, the last meeting we did discuss with Mr. Smith that maybe one way, and he said he was open to that suggestion, but it had to do with the people that were involved. So maybe we might be able to incorporate a few improvements what was the alley and the hotel and how it's placed in the sidewalks to make it safer for everyone.
Right. I think it's a larger discussion beyond our approval of the DRC, though. I think
it's a separate issue altogether.
Right, because that I think will be a much more fun conversation than this, because I just think this is something that...
Yeah. This is building specific.
It is building specific.
So I have another idea about the alley. Wouldn't it be nice if it had another name besides alley?
I don't think alleys.
East-west alleys are unnamed. North-south alleys are named.
Oh, in your neighborhood.
I mean,
named alleys.
Downtown,
right, like Herbert Alley or Arizona Alley.
Or next to my property is alley.
Anyway, there are named alleys though.
Alleys don't have to be negative.
Yeah, north-south.
Matt just didn't have better known.
It just occurred. Maybe occurred to me. It could be called, you know, Wilbur's Alley or something. I don't know.
So, in the sake of time, do we have a motion for continuance?
So moved.
Any second?
Sure. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Unanimous.
Okay. See you next month.
Sorry, Bob.
I understand.
Who was the second? Christmas. I'm sorry. Robert. Oh. Thanks.
Thank you. Sorry.
Well, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
So you want these back, right?
Yeah. We'll have to correct those.
I have the correct version.
Yeah, the email version is the good
email,
one.
Email, that's what I have.
Yeah, we'll just substitute that one page.
Bob, this is correct.
The one that
yes.
you said yeah.
about yeah. So who's the minute taker? Because my name is spelled wrong. I didn't want it.
I get
mistake.
It.
It's a mistake, but it's spelled
wrong. Yeah, so
I only have
González Conceta.
It's like somebody couldn't write
Spanish.
Yeah.
So they use
well, this morning's meeting went better.
Yeah. But I didn't see
well,
it.
Are we adjourning?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry.
No, we're not.
By acclamation.
Yeah, probably. Let's see here. It's correct.
We're not adjourning yet.
Yeah.
A couple other items.
Yeah. Okay. Oh.
Yeah. We still have a couple items.
I'm here.
Oh, we do?
I don't know.
Future agenda items.
All right.
Okay.
We're not actually adjourned yet.
I'm sorry. I started the festivities.
We're still having a meeting.
I apologize.
Carolyn promised me a gavel, and she didn't come through. So just so you know, to quickly go through, because I know you guys want to leave, there are no future agenda items. And the fifth one is call to the audience. Anybody? Okay. And then there's adjournment. Thank you very much. Oh, do we have to do a motion on adjournment?
No.
No.
So it's 5:37 and the meeting is adjourned.
Great.
Thank you for attending.
Thank you.
That time, Mark.